When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis, as well as breaking news just in. The SEC just declared war on crypto. That's right. Today, Uniswap Labs received a Wells notice from the SEC. I'll be breaking this down for you, as well as the latest from the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, quoting him here. Rates bottom. The 10 years going to 8% plus. Inflation is out of control. Bitcoin, $220,000 in play. Send it. Also, more breaking news, yo. Hong Kong set to approve their spot Bitcoin ETFs next week, according to these latest reports. Are you prepared? I'll be breaking it down for you, as well as Bitcoin halving price influence has been diminished. Demand, that is, now a key driver, according to analytics platform CryptoQuant. We'll also be discussing trader Peter Brandt predicts breakout rally for Bitcoin amid this basic bull market pattern, but there is a catch. I'm also going to be sharing with you a $169,000 Bitcoin price prediction post-Bitcoin halving. And we're also going to be discussing the latest from Mike Novogratz, who was recently interviewed and projects Bitcoin hitting as high as $400,000 this cycle. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now, welcome, crypto fam. We back above 70 G's, baby. Today is pod episode number 1605. I'm your host, JV, and it's April 10th, 2024, just roughly 8 days away from a Bitcoin halving, something that only occurs in the crypto sphere every 4 years. But let's kick it off with our market watch. We're on the cusp of 70,000 at the time of this recording. Bitcoin back in the green while all the major alts are still correcting and in the red. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're currently sitting on a 2.61 trillion market cap with over 92 billion in volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 52.8% with the Ether dominance at 16.2%. How high do you think the Bitcoin dom is likely to climb for this particular cycle? Let me know in that live chat. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers. For the past 24 hours, we got ENA up 14%, Ordi up 5%, and Doge up 6%. That's right, Doge is up now 15% on the week with a $28 billion market cap, actually closer to $29 billion. Below that, we have Beam, BNB, Pendle, and XMR, which is Monero. And it's kind of crazy how all of the privacy cryptos have fell off from where they were previous cycles, right? Why do you think that is? Let me know your thoughts. Now, checking out the crypto bubbles to get more of a visual perspective on the daily. Definitely clear. The majority of the alts are correcting and in the red with a handful in the green with some impressive gains. But zooming out on the monthly, you can see still even, I'd say roughly 70% to 75% of the alts correcting and in the red with a handful pretty respective gains like Core 230%, Ton 135%, ZBC 55%, and Jupe 75.5%. And even WIF, the meme coin, up 57% now in the month. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, currently rated a 78, Extreme Greed. Yesterday, 80, last week, 71, and last month, an 82 in Extreme Greed. We keep an eye on this because the higher this number goes, the more likely of a correction. And checking out the Bitcoin halving countdown. The estimated halving date is currently scheduled for April 19th, roughly 8 days, 22 hours away. Are you pretty ecstatic for the Bitcoin halving? Let me know your thoughts on that. We're currently on block 838,650. As soon as we hit 840,000, that's when the fireworks begin. That's when it is official. And the daily Bitcoin being awarded to the miners gets cut from 900 bitties per day to 450 Bitcoins per day. And checking out the time chain calendar is just loading. I don't know what's up with that, but it is what it is. But anyways, fam, where do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to take us leading into the halving in roughly a week? holla at your boy. But anyways, fam, let's dive into today's Bitcoin TA and check out what's really happening right now in the charts. Bitcoin witnessed a 0.5% drop of the Wall Street open today as markets responded to US CPI report, printing higher than expected figures. Here you're looking at the Bitcoin daily chart. Now, data from TradingView showed that the price dropped 2.5% from the April 10th opening of 69,000 to the intraday low of 67 on Coinbase. But the good news, we started pumping right before I went live and we're right back at 70 G's, baby. But anyways, the Bitcoin price reacted to the March CPI data, which exceeded expectations. The inflation in March rose 0.4% month on month and 3.5% year over year versus 0.3% monthly increase and 3.4% year over year estimates from the Dow Jones Economist survey. Quoting them here, the index for the shelter rose in March, as did the index for gasoline. Combined, these two indexes contributed over half of the monthly increase in the index for all items. The energy index rose 1.1% over the month. The food index rose 0.1% in March. The food at home index was unchanged, while the food away from home index rose 0.3% over the month. That read the official press release from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. Now, the reason I'm not so fascinated with none of these data points that are printed by anything to do with the Fed, like CPI, whatever, is because they can just fudge the numbers and tell you anything they want you to believe to change your perspective on reality. But nonetheless, the markets do react to this stuff. According to the CME Fed Watch tool, traders are placing the odds of a June rate cut at 20%. At this time. And this means market analysts are betting that the US Fed will hold the rate steady in May and June, with the first possible cut being made in September. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And quoting the Kibisi letter, odds of a rate cut in June are down from 60% before the CPI report to 22% now. So clearly that has changed the game. Now, meanwhile, the tapering off of inflows into the spot ETFs is dampening the short-term outlook for the Bitcoin investors. April 9th outflows from GBTC totaled around 155 million, according to data by BitMEX. Overall, the spot Bitcoin ETF saw outflows of 18.7 million, marking the second consecutive day of negative inflows. Meanwhile, BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust, iBit, had the highest inflow, totaling 129 million. Then we had Bitwise's ETF and Fidelity's Wise Origin Bitcoin Fund, FBTC, which came in second and third with over 3.8 million and 3 million in inflows, respectively. There was no capital inflow into the rest of the ETFs on April 10th. Now, quoting the founder and CEO of BitCrunch, consequently, investors might anticipate a reintitation of the bull market in the latter half of quarter two. Now, as you know, we are in quarter two as of 10 days ago, and I am pretty bullish for quarter two considering we have a halving a week away. Now, breaking news that just came out right before I hit the live button, so I didn't get an official story, but here's what is reported. Altcoin Daily tweeted, the SEC just declared war on crypto. Uniswap, the largest decentralized exchange in existence, has over $2 trillion in total volume since its launch in 2018, ranked number one in most metrics, including over $6.1 billion in TVL. And today, Uniswap Labs received a Wells notice from the SEC. Mr. Gensler is at it again. This is typically the step right before a lawsuit. This is like the SEC suing the NASDAQ and expecting tech stock trading to continue in the United States. It wouldn't. It would all be pushed offshore. Will the crypto market survive an attack like this? Stick around for updates. But yeah, that's pretty alarming when the decentralized exchanges are being attacked by the SEC, because I thought the whole concept of having a DEX or decentralized exchange was there's no attack vector to go after. Who are they going to go after in this case? So it's actually quite interesting. Now, Max also tweeted, rates have bottomed. The 10-year is going to 8% plus. He also says inflation is out of control, right? We all know this. And he also says the Bitcoin to 220,000 is in play. Send it and let's freaking go. But what are your thoughts on the SEC's well-noticed to Uniswap? what's going to happen there? That is quite alarming. Let me know if you guys have used Uniswap before. Do you believe in decentralized exchanges over centralized exchanges? How do you think this will likely impact the market? Do you think it'll just drive everything overseas? I want to know your thoughts. Buck the SEC and buck the Fed while you're at it. Let's dive into our next story of the day. Pump the likes, pump the stream. This is big news coming out of Hong Kong. Check it. Hong Kong regulator fast tracks the Bitcoin spot ETF approvals. You can see a headline here. Hong Kong set to approve spot Bitcoin ETFs next week, according to this latest report. So let's break it down. We've been discussing the ETFs coming out of Hong Kong, only a matter of time. So it may be time next week. The Securities Regulatory Commission of Hong Kong has reportedly expedited the approval process for four spot Bitcoin ETFs. Four, baby. Let's go. According to the local news outlet, Tencent News, the first batch of the spot Bitcoin ETFs is said to be approved in the region by April 15th, which would mean right before the halving, potentially 5 days before. The report cites multiple sources close to the Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, stating the Hong Kong regulator initially planned to approve only four of the spot ETFs in the first batch, but recent announcements suggest that while Boshi Fund and Value Partner Financial are poised to join the pending regulatory approval, we also have Harvest International and China Asset Management, who have already progressed in leading this crypto investment. Advancement. Let's go. After the SFC of Hong Kong greenlights the initial set of the spot Bitcoin ETFs, the Hong Kong Stock Exchange will require approximately 2 weeks to finalize the listing procedures and related arrangements. The upcoming endorsement of spot Bitcoin ETFs in Hong Kong heralds numerous prospects for institutional and individual investors. As retail investors are granted entry to Bitcoin investments via the ETF purchases, the investment landscape stands on the brink of a significant shift. That's right. Now, the CEO of SFC emphasized the need for responsible use of innovative tech like distributed ledger technology and tokenization to improve efficiency in the financial industry while ensuring investor protection during a keynote speech at the HSBC Global Investment Summit. Additionally, she highlighted efforts to align corporate reporting standards with sustainability disclosure standards and promote informed investment decisions aligned with sustainability goals. The anticipated approval of the spot Bitcoin ETFs in Hong Kong would happen about 3 months after the SEC approved the first batch here in the States. Now, currently, the top 10 spot Bitcoin ETFs manage roughly $57 billion in assets, with the leading trio representing more than 88% of the total, with that trio being iBit, which is BlackRock. We got Fidelity, which I believe is, I don't even know the name. And then there's one other there. But anyways, they have the lion's share. And traditional institutional investors show greater interest in crypto as the stock market performance becomes lackluster. And to boost local Web3 adoption, Hong Kong ZA Bank recently planned specialized banking for stablecoin issuers, offering secure custody for fiat reserves to collateralize digital assets, and the announcement was on April 5th, which was just 5 days ago. So what are your thoughts on Hong Kong launching these four ETFs here within the next 5 days? Holla at your boy. And how do you feel this will likely impact the market as the institutional FOMO, like a mofo, continues to go and grow? But anyways, family, here we go. Let's discuss this Bitcoin halving around the corner. 1 week out, family. Let's break it down. Supply shock, send it. The Bitcoin halving won't impact the price of Bitcoin as much as many of the investors anticipate, according to a new research report by CryptoQuant, quoting them here from the report. We argue that the effect of the halving has been diminishing. As the new issuance of Bitcoin gets smaller relative to the amount of Bitcoin selling from the long-term hodlers, instead, the key driver affecting the price of Bitcoin following the halving this time will be the increase in demand from investors with sizable holdings of Bitcoin. That would mean the whales. Demand from the whales holding between 1,000 and 10,000 Bitcoin has grown to around its highest ever, seeing 11% growth month on month, according to CryptoQuant. So while the Bitcoin halving reduces the supply, typically putting upwards pressure on the Bitcoin price action, there have been a few instances between 2021 and 2023 where the monthly demand from the long-term hodlers has exceeded the supply within the same time frame. That's right. However, the current gap between them is much larger than ever, suggesting that with an ongoing monthly supply deficit, the halving's effect on the Bitcoin price action might not be as powerful as it has been in the past. Long-term hodlers are now accumulating about 7 times more Bitcoin per month than the new Bitcoin entering circulation. Now, quoting the report again, permanent holders are adding as much as 200,000 Bitcoin per month to their balances, but much more than the 28,000 Bitcoin issuance. Bitcoin's monthly issuance will decrease 14,000 after the halving. It gets cut in half, right? Furthermore, the total issuance of Bitcoin plummeted to only 4% of the total available supply, a significantly smaller proportion compared to the previous Bitcoin halvings. Now, quoting the report again, issuance represented 69%, 27%, and 10% of the total Bitcoin available supply for the previous first, second, and third halving. The first one was 2012, the second 2016, and the third was in 2020. Now, after the 2016 halving, the price of the biddies increased by about 4,200%. I stand corrected. Earlier, I said, 6,000%, but hey, 4,200, not too shabby. To 19,800. That was actually the second halving, though. And after the 2020 halving, the price of Bitcoin increased by almost 683% to 69,000. So I take that back. I was correct. The second halving was 4,200. The first halving was probably like 12,000%. It was outrageous. And it gets a little smaller each halving, according to, 12,000 to 4,000 to 683%. The Bitcoin halving event is when Bitcoin miner rewards are cut in half. The upcoming halving will reduce the block rewards from 6.25 biddies to 3.125 BTC. At this time, the Bitcoin price is sitting at roughly 70,000, and we only have roughly, 8-9 days to go until the halving, depending upon when we hit that block. However, other indicators suggest that investors remain optimistic that the upcoming Bitcoin halving, currently slated for April 20th, will be a major catalyst. 420 family, let's go. Meanwhile, open interest is in Bitcoin, currently sitting at 78 billion, just 11 days away from the halving or less. Some say maybe 8 days, depending upon what calendar you're looking at, yo. Now, open interest measures the total value of the outstanding or unsettled Bitcoin future contracts across the exchange. An uptick in value suggests heightened market activity and trader sentiment. Synonymous trader Rec Capital suggested that any price dip in Bitcoin between now and the halving is likely to bounce back quickly. That's right. Bitcoin down for the cause, never down for the count. And quoting him here, do you realize whatever downside Bitcoin experiences before the halving, if any, will be very last bargain buying opportunity in the 2024 pre-halving period ever, because it's going up forever, Laura. Now, I agree with that sentiment 100%, and I've been calling that these dips take advantage of them. They're very short-lived. That is normal, only a few days away from a halving, and expect more extreme volatility ahead leading into the halving and after the halving. Nothing's changed there, family. Next story of the day, Bitcoin rally. Let's go and welcome everyone joining the stream. Pump the likes, pump the stream. Don't be shy. Here we go. Seasoned trader Peter Brandt says Bitcoin is flashing a common bull market pattern that typically precedes a burst to the upside. I'm going to be like extreme optimism in this article just to keep myself entertained. The trader who gained legendary status after calling the 2017 Bitcoin collapse says Bitcoin may soon rally to around $80,000 as it threatens to take out short-term diagonal resistance. However, Brandt warns us that Bitcoin may witness a significant correction after the rally, the follow-up pattern commonly been seen in the Bitcoin bull markets. Quoting the analyst here, this same basic pattern has been common in the past bull markets in Bitcoin, as outlined here alongside the chart. Now, looking at the chart, he seems to suggest that a dump at around 58,000 will follow the lump or the leg up. If Bitcoin follows that pattern, Bitcoin will ignite a new uptrend after the dump phase. Now, at this time, we got Bitcoin trading at roughly $70,000. Now, the trader also shares his thoughts on the probability that the crypto markets will witness an altcoin season. And according to Brandt, it is within the realm of possibility that an altcoin season won't come to light based on the strength of the Bitcoin and the Bitcoin dominance chart. Now, the Bitcoin dominance tracks how much of the crypto market cap belongs to Bitcoin, and a rising Bitcoin dominance chart indicates the Bitcoin is outperforming the general altcoin market. Let's go. Quoting them here. What if there won't be an altcoin season? What do you got to say to that? Now, based on the trader's chart, he appears to suggest the Bitcoin can make up as much as 66% of the crypto market cap. And after the Bitcoin dominance broke out from a multi-year consolidation between 39.5% and 48%, the trader is also keeping a close watch on Ethereum versus Bitcoin. Brandt says that the ETH slash BTC may have triggered a bear trap after recovering a critical support level of 0.049 BTC, which is roughly $3,421. Now, a bear trap happens when an asset breaks below the support level, but quickly reclaims it to potentially trigger a trend reversal. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Mr. Peter Brandt on that and that sentiment in which he has to share. There you go. But anyways, fam, we still got a couple of stories to cover and time has been flying today. So let's dive into this 169,000 target. Then we'll discuss the latest from Mike Novogratz projecting Bitcoin is a train that already left the station and trending towards a 400,000 price. But anyways, let's break down this 169,000 prediction. But a quick shout out to Nipsey, the official mascot of Crypto News Alerts. Let's go, Nip Nip, Nippinator. Arf, arf, arf. Where my dog's at? We right here, dog. Where my dog's at? We right here. Ooh, and he's even talking to me now. Good to see you, Nippinator. We appreciate you here on the stream. But anyways, let's read our next story of the day, shall we? Bitfinex's alpha report delves into the Bitcoin past halving events. Since the first one in 2012, employing a regression model to forecast the potential impact of the upcoming halving. Despite acknowledging the simplicity of their model, researchers argue for a significant upswing in the Bitcoin value, projecting it to hit between 150 and 169,000. Let's go. This optimistic outlook is tempered by the recognition of the unprecedented market dynamics, such as the pre-halving, all-time highs, and increased selling pressure from both the long-term and short-term hodlers. Where are my long-term hodlers at? Hodl. According to the Alpha report, Bitcoin's price has shown considerable volatility with significant price fluctuations around that 70,000 mark. Much of this is due to the selling pressure from both the short-term and long-term hodlers. Now, the recent highlights of the consolidation phase Bitcoin is currently experiencing, with price fluctuating between 65,000 and 71,000. This period of volatility is punctuated by significant buying activity from the short-term hodlers, including new spot buyers and U.S. spot ETFs, which have absorbed nearly 900,000 biddies released by long-term hodlers since the start of the year. This shift underscores the evolving dynamics of Bitcoin ownership and the growing influence of institutional investments in the market price. And adding a layer of complexity to the Bitcoin trajectory are broader macroeconomic indicators. The Alpha report points to robust job market growth and wage increases here in the U.S., which could influence the Fed's interest rate decisions. Such economic conditions, coupled with the Fed chair Jerome Powell's recent statements on inflation and monetary policy, provide a backdrop against the Bitcoin post-halving performance, which must be considered. So beyond the U.S. market, Bitfinex analysis touches on global developments affecting the crypto space, such as South Korea's impending stricter regulations for crypto exchanges and Australia stepping towards launching its first Bitcoin ETF. Let's go! Hong Kong ETF next week. Is Australia going to be next? Let's go. These international movements, alongside innovations in banking services for stablecoin issuers in Hong Kong, reflect a maturing market, increasing influence by regulatory and institutional actors. Quoting them again, the decision to list the ETF on the CBOE Australia is seen as providing greater confidence to regulators that the fund will be trading on an exchange that is part of the CBOE Global Markets, one of the best known international markets. So there you go, family. What are your thoughts on that? Can you see $169,000 biddy as a result? Holla at your boy. Now for our feature story of the day, let's discuss the latest from Mike Novogratz. The billionaire says great setup coming for Bitcoin and precious metals as potential rate cuts loom. In fact, he goes as far to predict Bitcoin reaching $400,000 per coin. Let's go. Here's the latest from Novogratz family. The founder and CEO of Galaxy Digital believes looming rate cuts by the Fed are bullish for Bitcoin and precious metals. That's right. Novogratz tells his 500,000 followers on X that the rate cuts may be bad for the U.S. economy, but good for Bitcoin. He suggests rate cuts will increase liquidity, boosting Bitcoin, and that more investors will view the king crypto as a safe store of value in uncertain economic times. Quoting him here, call me crazy, but I don't see one good reason for the Fed to cut the rates, yet think they will. It is a great setup for Bitcoin, gold, silver, and copper. It is not a great setup for the USA, though. We need a politician who will cut spending dramatically. Sound of silence from DC. Now, in the interview with analyst Scott Melker, Novogratz says the Bitcoin may soar beyond his base case of 100,000 this year in 2024 as the US's mounting debt threatens to debase the US dollar. Quoting him again, what worries me, quite frankly, is that we do get into the runaway train in crypto. There is a scenario where you can see crypto become a runaway train. It is just a self-fulfilling and it eats itself. You are not at 100,000, but you're at $300,000 or $400,000. It is not my base case, but I can make that scenario up. So he's ultimately saying his base case is 100,000, but he will not be surprised if Bitcoin just is like a runaway train to 300, 400,000 per coin. He can see it. Now, continuing, that's not good for society. Society doesn't like all these new people. That's right. And the elite don't either, just FYI. But anyways, how did that guy get so rich and I am not? It is what creates revolutions. It creates wars. It creates a breakdown in civil society. We can have wealth transfers at a moderate pace, but when they happen at rapid paces, it really is often not good. I think Bitcoin can go up just because of adoption, but to see it explode, usually it will be because we are losing control of our debt. So he's ultimately saying the debt is out of control, in which it is. We have roughly $35 trillion in unprecedented debt, and that debt's only likely to continue, and they're going to have to continue to print. So as a result, he's saying things are going to get out of control, and he can see that runaway train of Bitcoin hitting $300,000-$400,000 per coin. Yeah, I mean, 3 to 4X his base case of $100,000. And to watch the interview he actually did, check the show notes below the video in the description. Now, let me know your thoughts. Do you feel we can have that runaway train for this cycle, potentially even here in 2024? Can you see a $200,000-$400,000 Bitcoin price? Holla at your boy and let me know. My personal prediction is my bear scenario is $222,000. So I'm virtually 2X his base case for my base case. And my bull case is $750,000 per coin. I firmly believe the Bitcoin has no top because fiat has no bottom. They're guaranteed to continue to print the money. And as the money printer continue to go, Bitcoin is just going to continue to skyrocket to the moon, hitting unprecedented levels, just like we've witnessed every cycle that come before us. But what is particularly different this cycle? Institutional FOMO like a mofo, right? We're talking the three ETFs that launched 3 months ago, already over 800,000 Bitcoins worth of volume, right? BlackRock now has over 250,000 BTC, more than MicroStrategy, controlling more than 1% of the supply. So between MicroStrategy and BlackRock, that's 2% of the circulating Bitcoin supply, right? You also have unprecedented demand, which never existed previous cycles. We have a very limited amount of Bitcoin. Now we have ETFs about to launch out of Hong Kong, Australia, El Salvador, other countries around the world. We already have unprecedented demand. We're going to have a supply shock. We have a presidential election. We have a Bitcoin halving. The halving reward's about to get slashed in half in 1 week. There's just so many bullish catalysts. It's not even funny, right? Previous cycle, 2021, November 10th, we hit the all-time high of 69,000, driven purely off of retail, zero institutional FOMO. The big money comes from the institutions. They have all the money in the world, right? BlackRock is worth 10 trillion. Fidelity is worth 4.5 trillion. What's the one that bashes Bitcoin, but they have indirect exposure through MicroStrategy as a primary shareholder? What's the name of that company where the CEO is stepping down and they bash Bitcoin? For some reason, I can't think of the name. But you already know, family. We already know what it is. We also have nation state adoption. We have countries secretly buying up Bitcoin. We have sovereign wealth fund adoption. You got the largest oil company in the world partnered with the largest bank of Japan getting into digital assets. What's the number one digital asset in the world? Bitcoin. So you guys already know it's about to be runaway train, never come back. Remember that track back in the day? On a one-way track. Vanguard, thank you. Vanguard haters, the CEO is stepping down, so good for him. Enemy of Bitcoin deserves to step down. But yeah, the primary shareholder of MicroStrategy is Vanguard, the same corrupt organization bashing Bitcoin, but they are the second largest, right, asset manager in the world. Next to BlackRock. BlackRock, 10 trillion. Vanguard, I don't know the exact number. I'm going to speculate 8 trillion. And then we got Fidelity, 4.5 trillion, and all these other asset managers that come under them. So there's big money out here, family. Bitcoin Vanguard. Pretty much, Bigfoot Nader. Pretty much. Yes, I remember, JB, I called BlackRock. Now I call a 15X from here. Over 1 million runway. Let's go. 1 million, baby. You already know it's happening. The only question is, will it happen this year? Will it happen next year? Could it be this cycle? Will it be next cycle? But I'd be very, what's the word I'm looking for? I would not believe Bitcoin hitting a million proceeding after the 2028 halving cycle. Like, I firmly believe we're going to hit a million either. Like, I'm not leaning on this cycle. I'm leaning towards next cycle, but I'm open to the possibility it can happen this cycle. But I definitely think by the time of the 2028 cycle, it's a given. Like, we'll be well beyond seven figures by that time. That's my personal prediction. By 2028, potentially 2029, right? I think it happens. This cycle, multiple six figures. Then let's hypothetically just say we were a quarter million Bitcoin. Let's be on the more conservative side. Then all we got to do the next halving in 2028 is another 4X. And then we're at $1 million per coin. But what if hypothetically we did more the bull scenario, the cycle, and we hit a half a million per coin by 2025? Then all we need is a modest 2X from the 2028 cycle to hit $1 million. Are you starting to understand how easy and feasible this truly becomes? And some of you guys are still questioning, but will Bitcoin ever hit $80,000? Serious? Like, serious. Just saying. But anyways, fam, let me know where you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to freaking go next. I'm looking forward to reading your comments out loud. Let's get it. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.